Jesus is our example. Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill Jesus because he not only broke the Sabbath but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that he does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel." John chapter 5 verses 18 to 19. As the Father has life in himself, he has granted the Son to have life in himself and has given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good, to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil, to the resurrection of condemnation. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will but the will of the Father who sent me. John chapter 5 verses 26 to 30. And he said to them, "You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I told you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." Then they said to him, "Who are you?" And Jesus said to them, "Just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I heard from him." They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." As he spoke these words, many believed in him. John chapter 8 verses 23 to 30. Doing nothing of ourselves. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. John chapter 15 verses 5 to 8. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus did nothing of himself. Every word he spoke, every judgment he made, and every work he performed came directly from the Father. He lived in absolute surrender, total obedience, and perfect unity with God. And he demands the same from all who claim to follow him. Without him, we are nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. Those who refuse to abide in him will be gathered like withered branches and burned. Those who abide will live and bear fruit for the glory of God.